Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is an audio recording of the blog post on throat fucking by Girl on the Net. The best position in which to give a blowjob is flat on my back. Flat on my back with my head hanging off the side of the bed. Mouth stretched out wide open. Hands pinned beneath me or in the grip of the guy whose cock is jammed nice and hard into my throat. Blowjobs are fun, don't get me wrong. The playful control of having someone in your mouth is good. Experimenting with varying levels of pressure, using my hands differently, swallowing as much of your cock as I can. All of it's good, but none comes close to the sheer passive joy of being fucked in the throat. It's rough, ideally, and it's painful sometimes, and it makes my eyes water. There's something deeply satisfying about a guy who makes me choke. A guy who makes me feel like I've never been treated so abysmally. Giving a blowjob is a fun thing to do. Being throat fucked is more like something to endure, but in a good way. It's a challenge offered by the guy. Can you take this? Can I do this for as long as I want? Will you choke down on my dick until I spray cum so hard down your throat that you barely even need to swallow? Men I fucked make more noise during throat fucking than they do when I'm blowing them. They grunt, they moan. If they're particularly brilliant, they might occasionally interject with, "Oh, that's it," or "Good girl." Because I pick the boys who like this power and know how to use it nicely. One of my friends likes to greet me by pushing me to my knees as soon as I get inside his front door. He'll get me at just the right height, push my head back so it's braced against the wall, and shove his dick into my mouth until I can feel the head pushing against the back of my throat, until my eyes water and I'm drooling down onto my tits. He doesn't even hold my head. He just uses his hands to casually lift his shirt, keeping it away from the mess he's making of me. And he'll keep his cock there and keep fucking and fucking and fucking until I cry or he comes or both. The reason I like throat fucking is that it makes me feel like I could be anyone. This guy doesn't want me. He doesn't think I'm cool or interesting or witty. He just wants somewhere, anywhere, to put his dick. It's not romantic. It's not controlled. It's a nice, quick, easy way to get off. The tricky thing about throat fucking is that guys are generally pretty nice. No one you're fucking actually wants to kill you, I hope. They always start off gently, afraid that you'll choke or vomit or become horrified and run the fuck away. And that's right. That's a good thing. They're supposed to do that. But with enough patience and enough time, I can explain to a guy that if I lean my head over the arm of the sofa and really stretch myself out, he can fuck my throat almost as hard as he'd fuck my cunt. And when he looks nervous and eases up to let me breathe, I can look up at him with pleading red-rimmed eyes and moan like I can feel it, like I want him to come. Moan as if all I want in life is to be a passive toy for him to fuck. As if the taste of his cum is the only thing that can make me happy at that exact moment. Like I want it more than I want to stop choking and be able to breathe again. Because, well, it's true. That's exactly what I want. In this moment, right now. If you like that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and support me on Patreon and help me make more. patreon.com/girlonthenet.